Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with an appeal for social justice from the nuns on the bus, who are touring the richest country on earth that is casting aside more and more of its citizens. Sister Simone Campbell, the director of Network, joins us to discuss her visit to the district offices of Congressman Paul Ryan, whose budget gives more tax cuts to the wealthy and more money for defense while dramatically cutting Social Security, health and education funding, and aid to the hungry and poor. Then, as Mitt Romney prepares for a weekend retreat of campaign strategy and money-raising sessions in Deer Valley, Utah, where he'll be hosting his top billionaire donors, Karl Rove, the vice presidential hopefuls, and a pantheon of Republican heavy hitters and conservative commentators, we will hear from Craig Holman, who is the Government Affairs Legislative Representative for Public Citizen. We will discuss the fiction that super PACs such as Karl Rove's do not coordinate with the Romney campaign. Then finally, we'll speak with award-winning documentary filmmaker Eugene Jarecki about his latest film, The House I Live In. This powerful and personal film tells the complete and untold story of the failed war on drugs and its costs to American society from the perspective of the victims as well as the prosecutors, narcotics detectives, federal judges, and prison officials trapped in this trillion-dollar failure that has jailed 45 million Americans. Let's now join the nuns on the bus. Joining us now is Sister Simone Campbell, the Executive Director of Network, a Catholic social justice lobby. She was recently singled out for criticism by the Pope for what the Vatican believes to be the promoting of radical feminist themes incompatible with the Catholic faith. She is now traveling with the Nuns on the Bus tour through the Midwest swing states. Welcome to Background Briefing, Sister Simone Campbell.
It's an honor to be with you.
And how are you enjoying the tour of the Midwest? I take it yesterday you were in Janesville, Wisconsin, visiting the office of House Republican Paul Ryan.
That's correct. We had an amazing visit there. I am totally stunned at the huge turnout that of people who are coming here, a word of hope to be. I mean, people are being touched by what we're doing, and then they tell me their stories. We were just with a woman who told me about that she, on June 12th, she got notice that her medical care is being cut off, and she's a disabled person. We've had people tell us about how their son, disabled son is not going to be able to get care if the Ryan budget goes forward. I mean, story after story, I come back to the bus and just cry. This is not our nation. This is not the best of who we are, and there's an alternative. That's what people don't know. There's another way. Is the faithful budget, which if we have reasonable revenue for responsible programs, we can get out of this. There's alternatives. We've got to make other choices. It's breaking my heart.
So have you been able to get this message to Paul Ryan? I'm not entirely sure that he meets with people that are poor and disadvantaged. And, of course, you had dinner with the poor and homeless people at a church nearby. What's your understanding of what he understands about the kind of stories that you're hearing from people in this country who are being hurt by his policies?
Well, I don't know what he hears. It doesn't seem to me that he's heard these stories, because anybody who's got a heart at all would weep with the story. He wants to think more often that, you know, people are dependent, people are weak, we can't allow this weakness. This is a lie. People who live at the economic margins are working really hard all the time to hold life together. I just met this guy, Chris, who was left at the... This guy, Chris, was left at the... at a hospice situation where he couldn't even do anything for himself. He was paralyzed, and then they cut off his medical care. They cut off his medical care. Who could do that? I ask you. What's going on in our nation that this happens? This is wrong. So I asked Paul Ryan to come walk with us just for a little bit. He's wrong that we have to cut these things off, that we have to make this false choice that we don't have enough money to care for people. It's a question of political will. It's a simple thing. Let the tax cut expire. Let's go back to where we had a surplus in 2000. Let's restore our nation. This is outrageous.
Well, of course, Sister Simone, at any moment, the Supreme Court will do exactly what you're alarmed by the prospect of. They may well eviscerate President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
I know. I'm worried. But I'm trustful that we as a nation have shifted far enough to look for quality of care. We as a nation will not go back to, you know, cutting people off just because they've had an illness. It's ridiculous. We as a nation have got to stand up and say that everybody has a right to health care. It was a step forward in the Affordable Care Act, and I'm trusting that the Supreme Court, who is trusted with caring for our nation, will do what's right for our nation, not just what's right for politics or right for the pocketbook. We as a nation need to pull together.
And Sister Simone Campbell, again, traveling with the nuns on the bus tour through the Midwest swing states. We out here in California, of course, don't know that there's an election going on because of this peculiar business of, even though they're raising billions of dollars on both sides, they only spend this money in the swing states. And yes, you're there in the swing states, so I imagine you're
right,
seeing...
We're kind of a low-budget operation. I can't hand out a bunch of flyers. I've got a copy of the paper budget, but I only brought enough for each of the congressional offices because I had no idea what was going to happen. So, you can't find money, but the fact is we've got values, we've got faith, and we've got people on our side. What more can you do?
Well,
the spirit is alive.
Well, if you had only a fraction of the kind of money that's being spent. In fact, the people that you're talking about who are desperately in need, think of the money that is being spent to persuade America to vote against its own interests.
I know. And can I just quickly tell you one story of a woman at our last stop? She's on SSI, which is for the really poor elderly. She lives in a housing project with other SSI-receiving elderly. She took up a collection to support us and gave us $20 from these people to help support our trip. I am so humbled and so honored because everybody wants to contribute to our society, but this is breaking my heart.
So this is a 9-state tour. I mean, this is going to be the tough road ahead. If this is you're just the beginning,
yeah,
you're going to be a wreck by the end of it.
I know, lots of cleaner. That's it. But I'll tell you that each morning we do prayer together, and that's really what sustains us. When you look at, okay, here my heart's broken. Oh, but that's just a broken heart. Hey, it opens me up to these people. But how could I not do this in the face of their suffering? I mean, when they're worried about food, a guy we met yesterday at St. Benedict, he brings his family there because he can only make the choice between a house, you know, roof over their head, or food. And so he chose a roof over their head rather than living in their car.
So do you think, though, Sister Simone, that there's a way to not just get the message out that you're giving us and our audience now, but the people who are the victims of this economy and of this kind of cruel sort of social Darwinism that the Ryan budget wants to impose on America and cut what's little of our very frayed social safety net.
Yeah.
Do you think that the victims, the people, and the potential victims of this are going to wake up and organize and vote? I mean, that's one of the problems, I understand, is that the more you beat people down, the less politically active they become.
Right. Well, I'm holding out some hope that this tour seems to be stirring something up. I met with some Hispanic folks that are trying to organize a labor union at a production place, and this is their first time of trying to exercise their voice, and that as exercising their voice, I think they're finding that it's possible to be done, and that maybe they can encourage the folks moving forward that we can do this together. It's my hope. The other piece is that the big money, you can feel like David and Goliath, but if you read the scriptures, you know that we might not win every battle, but we can win some significant ones. So in a nonviolent way, of course, but we really are trying to lift up folks' voice, energy, commitment, and move forward. It's an honor to be doing this work.
Well, and it seems that that your problems with the Vatican may be sort of, obviously, at this point, they're not your priority. But I've noticed...
No. Hey, we got to make this straight. We're standing with our bishops on this one. There's unity on this one. It's a great opportunity to build bridges and try to find ways forward. So,
well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Again, I've been speaking with Sister Simone Campbell, the Executive Director of Network, a Catholic social justice lobby. She was recently singled out for criticism by the Pope for what the Vatican believes to be the promoting of radical feminist themes incompatible with the Catholic faith, specifically Network's ties to the Leadership Conference of Women Religious and its support for President Obama's healthcare reform push, as well as its perceived failure to promote church teaching on abortion, contraception, homosexuality, and the male-only priesthood. She is traveling with the nuns on the bus tour through the Midwest swing states. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about the fiction that super PACs like Karl Rove do not coordinate with the Romney campaign.
If I had